these camping pantry ovens. Well, there's one seller here that seems to be doing really well with camping pantry ovens, and I just read an article in another camping magazine that talked about the different styles. Okay, this is something I might want to pursue. So again, it all gets back to picking your three niches and doing some preliminary research, which is going to give you the products that are available in that market, and then you go to eBay and you figure out what's being sold there. So now you've got your baseline for building your product line. Now, the next thing you have to answer is, what are my customers buying right now, or my potential customers, and what are they going to be buying in the future? So again, it all gets back to the research, because you go on eBay, and that tells you what they're buying now. So if you go on eBay, and we're going to do a case study here in a minute, and you look for golf products, you're going to be able to tell what is selling now, which is great. But here's what most people do. They say, okay, this is what's selling now. Ooh, it's selling well. I want to sell that too. If it's already selling well on eBay and it's already represented on eBay, if you go in with the intention of just copying what other sellers are doing, you're not going to build a business. You've got to move to the next step. You've got to take what's already selling on eBay. Some of those might be your product line staples, and then you're going to move it to the next level, because you are going to branch out and come up with some other products. You are going to branch out and figure out what other things those customers might want to buy. And I guarantee you that the majority of people selling on eBay have not even begun to maximize their product line potential. Some of the really big sellers have done a fabulous job. I mean, the ones who have been selling on eBay for several years, they've really branched out and built diverse product lines. But there's always room for improvement on product lines, because there's always new products coming into the market. All right, so let's give you an example of how to answer these three questions. And we're going to use a product case study of golf. I'm on page 5. I'm on line item number 3. And we're going to figure out how to figure out what your customers are buying right now and what they're going to be buying in the future. And we're going to focus on the golf niche. All right, so I went on Google and I did some research on golf, and I found some articles that told me some very important information. I found out that baby boomers are retiring, and what is their favorite hobby? Golf. Now, there's something like 78 million baby boomers who are in the process of retiring or already retired. So this is leading directly to more spending and a huge demand for golf products. Now, I'm at the grocery store a while back, and I'm browsing the magazine section, which I always look at, and this magazine just jumps right out at me. It's called Golf for Women. Of course, I pick it up, I spend the $5 or $6 for the magazine, I bring it home, and it's a gold mine, because it tells me two things. One, that women are starting to play golf in record numbers. Women are crazy about golf. The fact that there's a magazine about devoted to women's golf already tells me that if they're going to put enough money into publishing a magazine, there's a huge market out there. The other thing that I found in this magazine and that I found online was that echo boomers, that's the children of baby boomers, are also starting to play golf in record numbers. So you have the parents playing golf, and they want to play golf with their kids, or the kids just want to go and play golf. So this tells me right now that I have potential for a good niche. So what do I do? How do I find out, you know, what's being sold on eBay? So I go to eBay, I do my research, I see, you know, who are the big sellers in the golf industry or in the golf category, what types of products are they selling, who is their target market. Then I see, well, how do I find out what products are available in my niche market? Well, I went to Google, I did some research, I came up with a couple different examples that we're going to talk about here. I bought that golf magazine for women, which was chock full of advertisements and articles that talked about all of the products that are geared specifically to women golfers. They use different kinds of clubs, they wear different kinds of shoes, they wear different kinds of clothing. they like different kinds of golf bags. They like different kinds of the covers, golf club covers that go over the covers, the clubs. Women like completely different golf products than men. I found that out in this magazine. So now I'm profiling my customer. Then, when I went online, I did my research, I came up with, oh my goodness, Golf for Women magazine at golfdigest.com. And I have the URL here on your worksheet. You go to golfdigest.com and there's tons of articles, there's tons of product information, there's all sorts of information about golf and about products that revolve around golf. So now I'm starting to get an idea of, well, what are my customers buying and what will they be buying in the future. So I did a little bit more research on Google and I found out that there is a PGA merchandise trade show. And I've got the URL here on your worksheet. This is a trade show. And for those of you who are not familiar with the trade show, go to the trade show section at whatdoisell.com and it explains all about trade shows to you. A trade show is an industry show that showcases all the products of a certain industry. So this PGAmerchandise.com is a big trade show. It's, the whole purpose of it is to showcase products for the golf industry. Even looking at that trade show website is going to give you more information on what types of products that a potential golf customer might want to buy. So what are some products that I came up with by just doing this research? Now, I know nothing about golf, by the way. So I came into this basically knowing that you had used clubs and a ball, and I pretty much knew that you wear, like, special clothes. But other than that, I knew nothing about this niche. This is all based on research I found. So what are some products? Golf clubs, clothing, shoes, bags, instructional materials, club covers, indoor putting greens. That's a big one. For offices, for home, gloves. I guess you wear special gloves when you go golfing. Golf-themed decor is huge. Now, there's something called a range finder that helps you calculate the range of your of how far you hit the ball. Sunglasses. Who would think? But of course, golfers play in the sun or in the rain, they're going to need special sunglasses. Golf umbrellas. Ball retrievers. Didn't even know that existed until I did some research online. Strike alerts. Now, this was an interesting thing, and I found this on this next website I'm going to tell you about. Apparently, in some parts of the country, people use these strike alerts. They're these little electronic devices that will tell you if there's an upcoming lightning storm or rainstorm approaching so that you don't get stuck on the course in a downpour. These strike alerts retail for like $74. Again, if you do your research, this is the kind of information you're going to come up with. Golf seats. People like to carry these seats with them so that then while they're waiting for their golf partners to golf, they can sit and rest. Now, there's an excellent example of how to build a product line around golf, and I have the website here. It's at golfsmith.com. It's right here on your workbook. Take a look at this website because this is an excellent example and also a great source of product ideas on how, again, to build a diverse niche. Now, one thing I want you guys to notice, this company who specializes in golf products also specializes in tennis products. So what does that tell us? This is an example of cross-category selling. They're selling in golf, and they're selling in tennis. Very likely, they do this because their customer base has the same interest. So what I mean by that is the person who plays golf is the same person who has a secondary hobby of tennis, and that's why they've combined those two. Now, you'll notice that it's not a golf and basketball website because the customer who plays golf is probably not going to be the customer who plays basketball. So you need to look at these things when, and I say that as a more regular sport, you need to look at these things when you're doing your research because these are going to give you clues. Now, we're going to need to move on here to item number 5, and we're going to talk about how to build a diverse and dynamic product line. So as I said, you start with the 3 questions that we discussed. that we just went over. And then you use these strategies to build your diverse and dynamic product line. So the first one is a concept that we developed at whatdoisell.com called Power of 10 Product Sourcing. And this is what Power of 10 Product Sourcing is, and it's extremely powerful in building a product line. Power of 10 Product Sourcing shows you that for every product you sell on eBay, there are at least 10 related products or services that you can also sell to the same customer base. Not only are there 10 related products, but there are 10 related product lines, and there are probably 10 related categories for each product that you sell. So let's say, for example, that you want to sell in the sewing niche, and you want to sell fabric. What are some related products? Well, you could sell patterns. You could sell threads. Let's look at some related product lines. You could sell sewing machines. You could sell embroidery machines. You could sell steamers, because the same person who buys fabric, well, they're going to need a sewing machine. And if they're going to use fabric and they're going to use a pattern to sew something in thread, which, you know, thread is going to round out your product line, they're probably going to use a steamer or an iron, because they're going to need to iron that fabric out before they cut their pattern. Or they're going to use a professional steamer. Or maybe they're going to use a dress form to help fit, to help with creating that dress. Now, looking at 10 related categories for each product you sell. So you sell fabric. You sell sewing machines. Ah, now let's cross category. What about sewing cabinets? Now you're in the furniture category, but you're still selling the sewing item related to your same customer base. Because if I sew, and I have fabric, and I have a sewing machine, I need somewhere to put this stuff. And what am I going to want? I'm going to want a sewing cabinet. So now you've used Power of 10 product sourcing to build a expanded product line and to cross categories, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. So let's do a cross-category product sourcing case study. In the sewing niche, you could have sewing furniture, such as sewing cabinets. You could have fabric. You could have sewing machines. You could have patterns. You could have instructional videos. You could have dress forms. You could have cutting tables. You could have high-end cutting scissors. What about specialized lighting to sew by? Now you're in the lamp category. You started out in the sewing category. You've moved to the lamp category. You're selling cross-category, but those products are interesting to the same customer base. What about magnifying lamps so you can easier see your stitches? Fabric cabinets. What about sewing machine software? You start out selling sewing machines, and now you go cross-category into the software category because you're going to sell software that can be used with the expensive computerized sewing machine. So as you can see, with Power of 10 product sourcing, this is how you're expanding your product line. So imagine that you had an eBay store and all you sold was fabric. And you sold many, many different kinds of fabric, and you did pretty well. You know, you had a good source for fabric, and people were buying from you. You're making a decent living. But imagine how much money you could make if you use Power of 10 product sourcing, and you start carrying these other things. You start carrying sewing cabinets. And you start carrying cutting tables, and you start carrying expensive steamers or specialized lighting. What if you got some and you started carrying